Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason. I'm an old man in the
night. I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because if you listen to our best of 2016 list, we mentioned that we were going to start off our first Geek History Lesson Extra of the year as our worst of 2016. And also, you understand that old man joke that I just made because Ashley said we're old now because we're in 2017.
I was old.
We're all old.
I was born old.
Ashley, we saw a lot of movies in 2016.
We did.
What were some of the worst movies? And you can even couch that. I saw somebody did a list today that they were like, I'm not saying that these movies are objectively bad, but they were like, I'm going to say that these were the movies that disappointed me the most. So that's kind of what I did with my list. Like the movies that I was like, oh man, I was really excited for them. And they didn't pan out.
I want to come back and say, no, I'm going to objectively say that these are the worst.
Great.
But that's not a nice attitude.
No.
So I hope that somebody loves these movies, but I didn't.
Sure.
I got the privilege of seeing several movies this year early. I got to see a lot of cool screeners, which was great. And two that I wish I hadn't seen was a movie called Criminal.
Oh, Kevin Costner.
Gary
Oldman.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
Really amazing cast.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really great director who directed The Iceman, who's very thoughtful and just... bad. Everything bad. Everyone bad.
I saw that
not good movie bad.
I saw that movie as well. And listeners, if you don't know, that movie starts out with Kevin Costner on a beach in voiceover saying, "They messed with my brain." That's the first line of the movie. I was like,
pretty much in that delivery.
Immediately, as soon as I heard that, I was like, this movie is going to be terrible.
Yeah. So that was one that I saw for free and wasn't worth it. I would also say I saw the latest Mechanic movie.
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham, Jessica Alba.
Okay.
Joint. Not that franchise is not my cup of tea to begin with.
Got it.
And it was a very much a paint by numbers version.
Understood.
So I did not enjoy that. And then I guess I would cap it off by saying I saw the new Blair Witch.
Oh, I forgot about that movie.
And it was so. I haven't even seen the first movie, and I know it's just a carbon copy of
you
that.
You saw it.
Right. with like less eloquently pulled off. So I saw two movies that are in a franchise, one movie that was hoping to spawn a franchise that really all just felt a little lazy.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer because I think those were all movies that could have been great and they probably are in a different reality.
Yeah.
So how about you? What have you got for movies?
Well, again, I couch my list as disappointing.
Yeah.
So number one, there was a movie that I was really, really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was a disaster. Mm-hmm. And I like this director. I like this actor. And that is Jason Bourne.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Bourne. You talk about...
again, paint by numbers.
Paint by numbers. And it was literally a copy of the first three Bourne movies. And it should have been amazing because Paul Greengrass, I say that the Bourne trilogy is one of the strongest movie trilogies out there. It's so strong. It has a full circledness. I didn't need a fourth Bourne movie, even though they've made two of them now.
Uh-huh.
And I was excited for this one because I was like, okay, they got the director and they got Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was no point to the story, and we learned some sort of secret origin that wasn't explained in the movies.
That nobody asked for.
That didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the action just fell so flat.
By comparison.
Yes, and the movie just didn't matter. And, oh, man, I was so disappointed in that movie. Another movie that I was really disappointed in, that I was very excited about, done by a comedy duo that kills Key and Peele, Keanu.
Oh, yeah. Jason and I watched this movie together and did not finish it.
We turned it off.
Yeah. It's just not that funny.
It wasn't funny.
And it would have been a great sketch.
And their show is so funny.
Yes.
And that movie, I just feel, fails on every single level.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that I think really fails is X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, there are little moments and there are some casting choices that I like.
There's an exciting movie in that movie.
Yeah, but I think that really drives home for me that the X-Men movies need to go away for a bit.
Yep.
Although I'm excited for Logan. And someone else needs to take charge.
I think Logan needs to be the final movie of the X-Men universe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think the X-Men universe needs to be the Deadpool universe. But
I would agree with that statement.
Yeah, I just think that they don't need to be. Bryan Singer needs to stop making X-Men movies because he's made the same X-Men movie three times now. And it took us till X-Men Apocalypse to notice it.
Yeah.
Because X-Men Apocalypse is such a carbon copy of X-Men 2, it hurts.
They all are.
Yeah.
Once you figure out the formula.
Yeah. And it just... And Apocalypse is a movie villain that should work like nobody's business.
And Oscar Isaac is a great actor.
Great actor.
So there's no reason why it shouldn't have worked.
And that new team of X-Men they introduced are all cool.
Yep, and they're all well cast.
I just wish we would have seen the movie with them.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, I cannot believe James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender are so well cast.
Mm-hmm. And they have great chemistry.
And they have amazing chemistry. And you figured out a way to give us the bad X-Men movie with those two.
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly by making Magneto stuck in the Polish woods.
Magneto serves no purpose in that movie, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. Any other movies that you want to talk about or anything like you can think of that mention?
I mean, there were movies that people liked that I didn't like. I didn't like the Deadpool movie.
Okay.
But before everyone comes and threatens my life on Twitter, I'm not a Deadpool fan. Like,
neither
I don't like him across any media. So, like, that was, like, a big sensation where I was just kind of like... That was, yeah, that definitely happened. But I think 2016 has been a great year. I think I said this
for independent cinema
shines this year.
Both of our choices are best. And here's the craziest thing. At the time of this recording, I'm still going through, like, trying to watch all the movies that were released at the tail end of 2016.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I'm so excited. Like, I'm actually, it's so weird. There are two times that I'm most excited to see movies. The summer, when all the big blockbusters and superheroes are coming out.
Yeah.
And then December and January, because that's when, like, you're like, oh, man, there are, like, 20 movies and I need to see them all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would have ever thought I'd been so jazzed to see Fences?
Yeah. Oh, my God. At the time of this recording, I've not seen Fences.
And I'm like,
and I'm so looking forward to it.
Or Ben Affleck's new movie, like Live by Night. I'm like, oh, man, I want to see that movie.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to think about some other
ones. I want to add that Keanu Reeves, Renee Zellweger lawyer movie that
I don't
saw.
Remember what it's called, but sure.
Oh, I don't remember what it's called, but it was terrible. It was just like...
Let's say Matrix 4.
You could just tell that they were so bored.
The lawyering.
Yeah, I would have rather John
the
Wick...
The Matrix lawyered.
I would have rather John Wick came in and murdered every character in that movie. It would have been more entertaining.
I am so excited for John Wick 2. You have no idea. All right. Let's talk about television.
Yeah.
What is some of the worst television you saw or disappointing television you saw this year?
See, that's a really interesting question because I don't have cable. So most of the television I watch is something I already know I like.
It can be reality TV if you wish.
Or I don't spend a ton of time with it.
Yeah.
I do watch reality TV, but it's because I find it amusing. I would almost say, to continue the idea of being disappointed, the second half of Luke Cage.
Okay, go ahead.
Because the first half of Luke Cage is so incredible. I think the first six episodes of Luke Cage is the greatest thing Marvel Entertainment has made for the screen. Like, hands down. I cannot say enough good things about it. And while you do get more of his relationship with Claire in the second half, which I'm super all about, they have laid such a real world groundwork in the first half that to go as comic book crazy as they do in the second half just feels cheesy and bad.
Yeah.
Everything from the way they decide to go with the villain to the storyline that they explore. And it's just a letdown after six episodes of cinematic gold, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was like real bummed out by that. I also watched on Hulu because it autoplayed. I watched a bunch of Sister Wives and I found that really disappointing.
Okay.
I was like, this is weird, but I can't stop watching.
All right.
But like I said, like most of the TV that I watch is I watch because I want to watch it.
Yeah.
So even if I find an episode.
No, like MasterChef or Hell's Kitchen or anything like that?
Nah, MasterChef was really good
this
season. Yeah.
Should have put in your best of 2016.
Not as good as The Americans.
Okay.
I feel like I was really lucky this year. I got to explore more great television. I also started watching Poldark, which is super awesome. But like, even when Legends of Tomorrow is at its silliest, it's never horrible, in my opinion. I never feel like it was a waste of my time to watch it.
Mm.
So I feel very fortunate in that. What do you have for TV?
My worst television of 2016 is something that everyone forgot came out this year because I, like most people, were so excited for this show to come back. It's a show that you could easily bring back. It's a show that still works. It's a show that has aged very well. And it came and went in six episodes that were terrible. The X-Files.
Oh, I don't watch The X-Files.
It came and went and everybody forgot it.
Yeah, because
it is terrible.
I forgot about that. That came out during the second half of Supergirl. Ruined Supergirl's ratings.
It came out in like,
you piece of shit, X-Files.
X-Files season two is what ruined Supergirl's first season ratings.
Yeah.
It's the reason why CBS let Supergirl go.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Supergirl, better than X-Files. Because
Agreed.
X-Files was trash.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped watching after the second episode.
Oh, no.
And I like The X-Files. And The X-Files, again, is a show that could come back, could be rebooted. The X-Files is a show that works. I don't know what the hell happened in this reboot, but what? I don't know. I can't even explain it. It's terrible. And it's sad because The X-Files is this franchise that has seven amazing seasons. Mm-hmm. So good. And then 8th season, not so good. 9th season, quite terrible. The finale, even worse. And then they made a movie after the series ended that is just even more god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bring the show back, and it's even worse. It's the show that keeps... I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if there's a food item, but it's
like it peaked, and they can't figure out how to get back up to the top of the mountain.
It's like the pizza. It's like the Ray's original pizza that you got.
Mm-hmm.
And you like ate five pieces of it, and you're like, oh man, I'm gonna have 5 pieces tomorrow. And then you have one piece the next day, and you're like, okay, it's not as good. The next day, you're just like, oh, this is not. And then let's say you left one piece, and left it for 2 weeks, and you tried to eat it, had some mold on it, you ate it, and it gave you food poisoning. That's what this 6 episodes is.
I have kind of a similar feeling about another show I want to talk about.
Sure.
This is a show I used to watch regularly, and I still hold up the first, I'll be generous and say 12 seasons as being some of the funniest and most biting comedy
12 seasons
on television. And this year, I acquired Hulu for the first time. And Hulu will every once in a while have an episode of The Simpsons.
Oh.
And so I've been dipping back into it.
With the current season.
Yeah. And it all sucks.
Yeah. Their
Halloween special was terrible.
Well, no, was it their 800th or their 600th episode?
I think it was their 600th.
600th episode, yeah.
Yes, it was. They had a special for that, which
I saw
terrible.
That. It was terrible.
Now, I'm willing to grant that shows change and shows evolve, and the way that we make cartoons, the way that and what media is now is different than it was in 1989.
Totally. 100%.
But Simpsons is just not doing it for me anymore. And like every 5 years, I get tricked back into checking in, and I'm always disappointed. There's never going to be another Lisa substitute out there for me.
Or Marge versus the Monorail.
Yeah.
Another one, and I might be wrong if it came out this year. I think it did. And if I'm wrong, please correct me. House of Cards season 4.
Oh, I think that was this year.
I think it came out very early this year. I thought a very disappointing season of House of Cards. And again, I go back to my original statement that I think House of Cards should have ended after season 2.
I agree. It was out this year in April.
Yep. See, I was right. House of Cards, I thought, was very disappointing. It just should not have come out.
Yeah. And I think
should never have been made.
I think that since they started paying Claire an equal wage, they've really decimated her character.
Mm-hmm.
They tore down the strongest part of that relationship in just ridiculous and insulting ways to that character.
Do you think it was because of the wage?
No, but I know that that finally happened this season.
Yeah.
They're both finally being paid the same.
Yeah.
But it seems like as punishment, they're like, well, now you're playing a shitty character.
Oh, I don't know if it's that personified.
It's not, but that's kind of what it, you know, from an outsider perspective, like you're like, that's suspicious.
You know, there's thinking of everything like this. I think there is a best of that we did not mention in our honorable mentions that I think totally deserves to be mentioned.
Yeah, the Get Down.
No, I would put Get Down in worst if I had a choice of that.
No, you didn't watch it.
I don't need to watch it. I'd put it in worst.
It's great.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I thought about that. I really enjoyed Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones season 6 this year was one of the strongest seasons of that show.
Yes, and we did a whole review show about it that you can go and watch. Mm-hmm. But for me, it hasn't stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has with me. I'm actually I'm very excited for Game of Thrones to come back.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to it coming back, but I wouldn't say I'm excited.
I'm excited for it to come back. I think any other moments, just in general of 2016, any other mentions or best ofs or like let's talk about the elephant in the room of 2016. death.
Oh.
We lost a lot of great people this year, and it led to a lot of people on the internet being fuck 2016, which I think is a terrible sentiment.
I think that's childish.
You can't personify a year.
True. I also went back. I love On This Day on Facebook that lets you see things that you've shared.
Is that your best of 2016, On This Day?
On This Day. It's my best app of 2016.
Ooh, that's good. You know what mine would be? Waze? Super Mario Run.
Not Pokemon Go.
I hate Waze. No, Super Mario Run.
But so On This Day... last year, everyone was sharing fuck 2015 articles.
Oh, really?
Yes. And there was like five cat gifs that prove that 2015 wasn't a total fucking waste. And I was like, oh, so like at the end of every year, we assume it's shitty. I'm going to say something really, really callous. And then we can talk about it a little more.
You better say something very, very nice after that. I'm going to hold you to it.
People die every year. Celebrities die every year. I know that this year was tough, particularly for people who are genre people, particularly for our people, our nerdy people. I feel that. Carrie Fisher hit me a lot harder than I expected that to. David Bowie affected me a lot more than I really ever thought humanly, because I'm not a music person. But I would just encourage you that if you feel like what they did and what they presented is something that's lost in the world, then you should do it. If you want more cool genderqueer people, then like go be that. If you want to be a funny, loud feminist, like go be that. Just because someone passes away doesn't mean that their legacy and what they did has to go away forever either.
Wonka.
But it's been a rough year. It's always going to have been a rough year.
Well, you are fair on that point. It is very interesting because in my life, and I don't go in on the 2016, in my lifetime, I do not remember another year where like this many big names have died.
I think it's our ages as well. I think if you asked a 12-year-old, they wouldn't feel it. I think if you asked maybe someone older, like if you ask my grandma, I don't know if she would be feeling it the same way.
Actually, I think it's a different thing. I think that what we are now entering into is we are entering into the last round of people that got famous before the internet.
Yes.
And those people are going to be bigger than anybody that became famous post-internet because there were only three TV channels. You could only watch a movie once before a VCR.
There were only five studios,
yes.
Yeah.
And this is going to be people that were like became big pre-95.
Mm-hmm. People that broke the mold independent of. That's very
independent,
interesting.
Independent, like in a much harder to get well-known. Mm-hmm. Way more famous.
Yeah.
You know, like again, like you go ask... my mom, who's the actor that plays Jon Snow, I don't know if she can tell you that.
I don't even know if my mom knows who Jon Snow is.
But my mom could name you every actor probably who starred in Dallas.
Right.
And there are a lot of people probably listening to this podcast right now that are like, what's Dallas? Well, go find out.
I don't know if you have to go find out what Dallas is. But I will say that I think your mom and mine, too, could probably name you the three leads of Star Wars.
I'm still enjoying my Dallas
moment. How long are you going to keep going on Dallas?
For the next 10 minutes of this Geekish Lesson Extra.
But I also think, like I said, with the age thing, like your icons tend to be people who are 20, 30, 40 years older than you. And yeah, I just think that's what's happening.
Well, that's what I think it is, because I think a musician who breaks big in the 90s is not going to be as well known as David Bowie.
Yeah.
Again, that I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I think that's what it is. I think we are now starting to see the dominoes fall of the pre-internet huge celebrities going away.
Yeah. And it's tough because it's only going to get worse.
It's going to increase, actually.
Yeah. And I would say it is definitely harder when you see someone who you really admire, when you know that they've passed, as opposed to you admire them and they've already passed.
Yeah.
Or you were a child and you didn't know. Like, the first celebrity death I remember was Alec Guinness when I was 9. And it, like, was really a scary idea.
Mine was Phil Hartman because I was actually watching news radio.
Yeah.
And I knew exactly who he was from Saturday Night Live and stuff like that. So when I heard that Phil Hartman died, I remember my first thought being like, but that means no more news radio.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, no, I love News Radio.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. I will say this. Another thing that I find with every year that goes on, and every old person can tell you this and all of the young kids, and we should probably get off our soapboxes here pretty quick in our best of 2016.
This is worst of 2016.
This is worst 2017. We're starting off right low. Great. We're saying best of 16 is so low right out of the gate. You forget when people die. Very quickly.
You mean like the date?
Yeah, like right now everybody's gonna be like, oh my god, I will always remember the moment where Carrie Fisher dies.
Yeah, but Carrie Fisher died really close to Christmas.
That's true.
So
I still think like, but it, so it's Christmas 2016, whatever.
Yeah.
5 years from now, some people will be like, when did Carrie Fisher die? 2 years ago?
Oh yeah.
You know, like mm-hmm. it doesn't matter how big they are.
You remember the feeling. You don't remember the year. Yeah.
And so that will fade. And also, like, again, you make a very if you miss what they put in the world, go fill it yourself, which is a very I think it's very admirable. That's great.
I just think it's better to try to think of it as like what you can do to honor the person as yep. opposed because like. Grief is a hell of a thing, and don't let it consume you.
And I think it's also more important to honor the real person and not the fictional character.
Yes. Now, that's tough with actors, because you often know their fictional characters better than the real person, but when people are really cool like Carrie Fisher, and they put that real person out there, you can find that, too, also, as much as you can find Princess
Leonard
Leia.
Leonard Nimoy's written, like, 3 or 4 books. Go read his real books.
Yes. Or listen to them, because he narrates them, and that's awesome.
And it's pretty cool, and it's like Leonard Nimoy's talking to you from the grave.
I miss Leonard.
And you're like, that's really cool.
I miss Leonard. That's a previous
year. So there you go. Buck up, because people die.
Well, yeah. Sorry.
And this podcast is going to die here pretty quickly. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for all your support. We got a strong 2017 coming, because we started at the bottom.
Woo!
I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Go hug your mom. Go call your mom. Go kiss your dad. Go give your dad a bath. Whatever you need to do. Go crazy, because you never know. Hugs and kisses, and love from your university. Bye-bye.